been born in Limerick. The Shannon was part of my life. I remember Cleve's Toffee Factory, which was along the banks of the Shannon, and a wonderful smell of toffee always coming from the factory. I used to put it down to the river, but it was the factory. We used to walk down there to Barrington's Pier, where there were Sally's. It was a Sally garden there. And, of course, King John's Castle, the Treaty Stone. I think a Wogan or two fought on probably the losing side there and set off to be a soldier of fortune in Europe after that. But my earliest memories are of crossing Sarsfields Bridge on my little bicycle to go to school in the Crescent. And then coming back at lunchtime, my little legs going like fury up the hill and down Dale. Honestly, I put my thews, my powerful thews, down to all that cycling over the Shannon. I've been on the Shannon, of course, from Carrick on Shannon, as far north as it goes. The river itself has an enormous significance for everybody who lives in Limerick or who was born there. It's part of our lives, the huge, wide, wonderful Shannon, and the rowers of the various clubs back and forward, and of course the swans under the bridge. And I remember, of course, when it was a port, because I'm old enough, and then you go along by the Shannon and come to the cement factory. Memories of Limerick, and they'll always be close to my heart.